What did he say about the Mayans? What did he say about 2012?
He did acknowledge the Mayans to be a noble, well-attuned people, remnants of both the ancient Lemurians and some of the people from Atlantis, and that they were, prior to losing attunement now, because so much of what we hear today is after they had lost their attunement, they got into all of this craziness that some of us have learned about recently. But prior to that, they were pure attuned to the celestial consciousness, and they were even communicating with beings from other planets and other worlds. And they were not doing blood sacrifice initially. They were truly at a high level of sophistication, of purpose and meaning to life. Gradually, over a long period of time, they started to lose their attunement to that, and that's when things started to go bad that we hear so much about these days, and that they went and did the movie about Apocalypto.
Exactly, which I have seen that movie twice now on DVD, and knowing what we know about the Mayans and about their incredible ability of astrology, for a while I couldn't believe the movie, John. I looked at it and said, this is Hollywood, you know, this isn't what it's supposed to be.
Well, actually, Casey gave a little past life reading for a young Mayan princess who had reincarnated during his time, and he recounted the night she heard the elders decide to begin blood sacrifice, and she and her followers left that night and went up the Mississippi Valley and became part of the Mound Builders in North America. So he, too, saw that there was a shift. And they began to lose their clearer consciousness, clearer purpose, and began all of the stuff that we've come to hear recently. But prior to that, they were very much celestially attuned. And as you know, archaeologists consider them one of the best calendar makers on the planet.
Did Casey talk at all about the 2012 date?
Not specifically, but in his prophecies of cycles, and that we were going to come around to cycles, he fit in perfectly with the way they were looking at the cycles in the heavens. And so he also gave seven ages, and the Mayans had seven ages, the Aztec had five ages, but two more secretly put in their little sun disk or the eagle bowl, so seven ages. And we also have seven ages in the Egyptian prophecies. So in that way, he was quite in sync with these ancient prophecies coming from these ancient people when they were initially very much celestially connected to the consciousness and the forces of nature and the cosmos.
Let's talk a little bit about the Egyptian prophecy and some specifics that Edgar Casey looked at there.
Yes. In 1890, Marsham Adams retranslated the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and people began to notice that the Egyptian Book of the Dead, certain chapters, particularly chapter 15, corresponded to passageways inside the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, the last remaining of the seven wonders of the world. And they realized that these passages corresponded, and so they started to see the correlate and the prophecies. And then about 1910, Marsham Adams' material came into the hands of David Davidson and H. Alder Smith, and they went down there and published the first book that showed how the prophecy was carved in the Great Pyramid. Then in 1930, some people asked Edgar Casey, while he was in deep trance, was the work of David Davidson and H. Alder Smith correct? And he said, for the most part, correct. And they actually had discovered the Pyramid Inch, and every bit of our journey into this world as souls descending into matter, and our journey out of this realm as souls and spirits ascending out of matter, all carved in this fantastic monument. When I first read it, I was in my 20s, and I thought, how could they know everything we were going to experience before we even did it? And that really broke my mind open, and that's when I became very fascinated with all of this.
What did he feel the possibilities were of long-term accuracy with Egyptian prophecy?
Well, that has to be one of the most startling parts of his predictions. Is he actually said that every point in time, actual people, actual places, actual dates are right there in the prophecies of the Great Pyramid. It was all known, all understood. This is really hard for us to grasp because we're so focused on a time sequence.
Right.
But if we could raise our minds up above the timeline of life, we'd see the whole thing as a oneness. And apparently, we saw that oneness prior to coming here, prior to actually coming down into this realm and living the pathway. Edgar Cayce saw that, and the ancient Egyptians were aware of it, and they built the structure and wrote the Egyptian Book of the Dead with the passageways reflecting changes in our journey all the way through this material life back up into what Einstein called pure energy life, moving out of matter into energy or spirit again. And we are in the last stages of this because the pyramid prophecy ends in 2038. The Mayan prophecy ends in 2012. If we throw in the prophecies of the Bishop Malachi or Malachi and Nostradamus,
yeah,
they end up revealing that the popes end with one more pope after this one, and that's the end of that. So all these prophecies are coming together right around this period that we're living through right now.